Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and this is just going to be a probably brief, you never know when I start talking, episode that honestly I've been struggling to get my thoughts around today. And that's because I recently retired. Actually, yesterday I retired as a Mary Kay sales director. And I want to share my thoughts, my emotions, all the stuff with you in hopes that it just gives you some insight and something to think about. So let's get ready to jump into this quick little bonus episode. Okay, friends, as I shared, yesterday was my last day as a sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics. And honestly, I never thought this day was going to come. And in a good way, like, you know, sometimes some people like, oh, I can't wait till I can retire because they really don't like their job. And that wasn't the, that wasn't my story. I loved what I did. And I'm actually shocked that this day actually came. And so that's what my episode is about today. And I hope that by sharing my story, it's may cause some of you to do a little soul searching because, well, let's just jump in. So the title of my episode today is When the Best Yes Isn't the Right Yes Anymore. And there is a book on that. And I think it's Lisa something. I should have looked that up. But anyway, there's something about the best yes. And it's about, you know, sometimes we have lots of great options that a yes here and a yes here or a yes here could all be good, but we can't say yes to everything because, you know, when you say yes to something, you're always saying no to something else. And as I shared, I've kind of been struggling with like what to say about this journey because I want to make sure that it's not just me sharing my journey, but that there's some meaning behind it and some insights and that there's a little bit of an impact for you, the listeners. I always hope that when you hop off of an episode or listening to this podcast, that you always leave with a little nudge of a thought or an activity, something to do, something to journal, something to click, and, you know, that it makes an impact on your life. And I'm just struggling today with how to do that. So anyway, just bear with me. Okay. So I am recording this on July 1st. And yesterday, then, as I've shared, on June 30th was the last day of a Mary Kay year, physical year. So that was my retirement day. I set that date a year ago. And this is a position that I've held for the past 22 years. I've been with Mary Kay and network marketing for almost 27 years. And honestly, 2 years ago, if you had told me that I was going to be retiring today from Mary Kay, I would have gave you a big fat heck no. No way. Like, I'm a lifer. I've got big goals. I'm going to be a national sales director. I'm going to take my husband on a trip. I'm going to do all the things. But what I realized now was that wasn't God's plan for me. And as Woody Allen says, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. And so about 2 years ago, I just started to get this little nudge, this little slight unrest in my soul. And it just prompted me, I didn't know what it was, but it just prompted me to kind of just allow myself to be open to what might be in store for me. To be open to the fact that maybe what I thought was my calling, what I thought was the plan, isn't really the plan after all. And so I just got open to exploring what else was there, to really trying to listen to what, you know, God was telling me and pay attention to the direction that I felt called to go in. And if we fast forward to another year. So last year of March 2020, from that, you know, 2 years ago, feeling that nudge to then another year later, March 2020, infamous March 2020, we can say BC before COVID, but right around the time of COVID. And I'd actually made this decision. Well, I was really starting to feel heavy that this was the decision to make. But then when COVID hit, it definitely solidified the decision. And it was revealed to me that I needed to make a change, that there was something else calling me, that there was a different way for me to use all my strengths and all my gifts, and that I was shown that I wasn't using most of my gifts within my business anymore, and that there was a new way for me to go. There was a way for me to tap into all of my strengths and really make a bigger impact on the world. And I listened to that voice, and I really had no choice. Like, you know, when you're called to do something, you've got to obey. Now, I will admit that there was one thing it took me a little longer to do, and that was actually to get my strength certification, because I felt nudged to do it in 2020, and I ignored that nudge, and that was a huge mistake. I really regret that mistake. I should have taken my certification last year, but you can't go back on that, right? We did it this year, and it's all good, and we're moving forward. But here's the thing that I really want to impress upon you today is that, and I actually did another episode on this a while back, but, you know, when we absolutely hate our job or we hate something in our life, it's easy to walk away from it, right? But sometimes there's things going on in our life that are good. And at one point, they were the right yes to say. But then something else comes along and it's not the right yes anymore. Doesn't mean the last one was bad. Doesn't mean we had been on the wrong path. It just means that life changes and we need to move to a different path. Because I didn't hate what I was doing. I still enjoyed it. I was still really darn good at it. And I know without a doubt, had I mentally stayed with it this past year, we could have done some amazing things. I watched some of my friends do great things through COVID, like amazing things. And I know that could have been me. But I also know I was called to do this other yes. And sometimes we just have to be obedient to the bigger yes, the right yes, even if it means letting go of something that was the good yes. So here we are. And, you know, I didn't know how I was going to feel today. I thought, honestly, even 6 months ago when I made this decision and said, okay, June 30th, I'm retiring, that I would have some really sad emotions. Because again, this has been my life since I was 28 years old. All right. And I'm going to save you the math, because some of you, if you're like me, you're doing the math right now. Wait a minute. She said she was in this 27 years ago. She was 28 when she started. So here's the math. I'm going to be turning 55 in 3 days. Yep. July 4th is my birthday. That's why there's fireworks. You didn't know that, but that's why there's fireworks on 4th of July. It's my birthday. So think about me when you're watching the fireworks, if you're in the United States. Anyway, I'm going to be turning 55. But I feel so at peace today. And it could have really been an emotional day, because not only did I wake up, realize like, okay, I had no longer had that title that I've had for 22 years, but I also had to turn in my Mary Kay career card today. Because we earn these cars and we're able to use them, but they are leased. They're paid for by Mary Kay. It's a corporate car. So if you think about same thing with any corporation, you leave that corporation, you don't get to take the car with you. You turn the car in. Well, that happened to me today. And I could have been really sad about that, but I'm not. I honestly feel totally okay. And that's how I know that this is such the right yes for me. The other way I know that this is the right yes is I had 3 calls today for my new coaching business. One was a coaching session, and then I did 2 other podcast interviews that you'll hear later in July. And when I got off the phone, so that was 3 hours really of being on calls, which normally would have drained me, I felt so alive, so energized when I got off. And that's another clue that it's the right yes and that you're working in your strengths. Because when you work in your strengths, that's what happens. You get energized when you do your work instead of drained. So I know this is the right yes, and I'm ready for whatever God has in store to be open, and I'm really going to try to listen and be totally obedient to his plan. So my thought for you today, as you listen to my story, and thank you for indulging in that, is, are you missing some nudges? Has there been a little unsettlement in you? And I know this is true for a lot of us over the last year. COVID caused so many of us to spend quiet time, to get quiet finally, because before COVID, I feel like we were just on this busy roller coaster. And when you're so busy and you have so much noise constantly coming at you, you don't have time to really think and evaluate your life. And I think during COVID, so many people had that space and that time and that quietness to really evaluate what they're doing. So maybe you've been feeling those nudges, and, you know, maybe there's a best yes that you're missing out on because you've settled for a really good yes. And again, that's the challenging part. We know when it's a no, I don't want to do this anymore, and we're open to moving on. But sometimes we're missing out on something that's even better than what we already have. Because what we have is pretty darn good. But there's just something else waiting. So I just want to share that message that, you know, pay attention. Is there something nudging you to go in a new direction? Or maybe you are. Maybe you are in your best yes. What's next? What else can you do? On another side note of that, somebody had a meme posted, and all it said was, what was it? It was something like, no bigger from God, meaning that I totally screwed that up, but meaning that God's telling you, no, you're not thinking big enough. Think bigger. So maybe you're in the right position. You're just not thinking big enough for what you're capable of and what God wants you to do. So anyway, I would love to know your thoughts. Drop me a message. Hit the link in below. Just shoot me a message and let me know. You know, are you being nudged to do something else? Or are you just being called to step in and fully engage in what you're doing today? So, all right, we made it through. That was harder than retiring, just knowing what to say. I hope this made sense to you. I hope it added value to your life. That's always my goal with these podcasts. And speaking of podcasts, I do want to let you know that I am taking some time off. I'm going to take a few days off to celebrate my retirement and my birthday. And there will not be any new episodes launched next week. So the first week of July. So what I encourage you to do is go back and do some binging on some old episodes. We have 158 to choose from season one and season two. And if you haven't listened to them, go all the way back to season one. I'll share with you, these are the top five episodes we've had, the most listened to. Is episode one, Meet the Host. May change a little bit because I know my business plan has changed slightly since then. But episode three, Your Personal Strengths, you know I'm all about that. Episode four, Eight Discipline Hacks for the Undisciplined, that's a huge one. Episode 12 of my 100 Days of Podcasting, that's from season two. That was a big one. And also day 15 of the 100 Days of Podcasting, Rediscover Who You Are. So those are some ones that are some fan favorites. So if you haven't listened to them, go back and listen to those episodes. And if you are in the United States, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Stay safe, stay beautiful, and as always, go out and enjoy the journey. Life is short. We've got to enjoy it.